Well, each Sunday, the Quad City Times publishes another big story. It's an in-depth look at an important issue in the community. And on Thursday mornings at this time, we get an early look at what they found. This morning, Lacey Scarmana talks with political writer Ed Tibbetts about some of the people he talked to while researching the local impact of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, we talked to a range of people, people who have gained coverage because of the Affordable Care Act, who are concerned about whether they're going to be able to maintain that kind of coverage. We've talked to people who have experienced increases in their premium costs, in their other out-of-pocket costs, because of some of the shortfalls of the Affordable Care Act. We talked to healthcare providers that have seen a change in the number of patients they're getting as people get more insurance. They get more business. The change in their income streams and how that might be affected by the repeal. So it was fairly wide-ranging.
So starting then with the people who have gained health coverage under this plan, what are their feelings now?
Well, I've talked to people who got coverage who are frankly worried about whether they're going to be able to keep it. They hear a lot about the repeal side of this, but not a lot of details about the replace side. And so they're worried that whether they'll continue to have coverage. It's as basic as that.
And the people who have seen their premiums go up, what's their take on this incoming Trump administration and the chance to repeal the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think that the people that I have talked to are looking for some relief from the premium increases that they've experienced. Now, it's important to note that a lot of those premium increases have been offset somewhat by the subsidies that go along with it. But there's no doubt that premiums have increased, and particularly for those who shop for insurance off the exchange or don't qualify for the subsidies, that burden has hit them harder, and so they're looking for an answer. In many cases, the people that I have talked to don't have a specific prescription for what they'd like to see, other than they want their costs to go down.
What other changes could we see besides people losing their health insurance if or when the Affordable Care Act is repealed?
Well, the Affordable Care Act had a lot of tentacles to it, and mostly it was about providing greater coverage and the kind of financial supports to put that in place. Also, a greater level of regulation that prescribed that plans had to cover certain things. And so depending on how much of the Affordable Care Act is repealed, some of those things would go away. But there are all sorts of discrete little parts of the Affordable Care Act that I think people haven't heard about that also are in play. For instance, one of the area hospitals is involved in a program that seeks to better outcomes and lower costs through a different kind of compensation model. And so if that part of the Affordable Care Act goes away, then presumably so does that model. And so the hospital is very interested in that particular facet of this process.
So how are providers feeling? Are they ready for a change, or is this just going to cause a headache of paperwork?
Well, I think the providers that I've talked to, the two hospitals, major hospitals here, Community Health Care Center, they're concerned about what comes next. They're not necessarily... Essentially, what's happened at hospitals is as more people have become insured, they've been getting more people walking through their doors. And so that has had a revenue impact. The amount of their charity care that they have provided has declined. At Community Health Care Center, the ratio of patients that they have that were uncovered has diminished significantly. And so there certainly are questions about what happens next. Because that's a big part of their revenue stream, right? A part of their revenue stream that's changed. And now they're looking at, you know, a possible change again. One of the hospital executives I talked to said it's a little unnerving to not know what an important part of your revenue picture will look like in the next 6 months.
So what do we know about a potential replacement for this plan? I think Donald Trump has said that he likes the idea of being able to stay on your parents' insurance and some of the aspects of the Affordable Care Act. What will change?
It's hard to tell what will change. There are certain aspects of the Affordable Care Act that Republicans have said that they like. The prohibition against refusing insurance because of a pre-existing condition. The part you mentioned about people being able to stay on their parents' plan until they're 26 years old. The tricky part of this is being able to maintain some of those things that are cost that have cost implications for insurance companies. They have an impact, but at the same time, the question is whether the replacement that eventually comes about provides enough people in the insurance pool to sort of compensate for those cost drivers. And at this point, there's just a lot of uncertainty about what that will look like.
And we've heard that repeal and replace will hopefully happen, within a close time period, is what President-elect Donald Trump said during his press conference. Do you know when that might happen?
Well, I think there's a debate right now about how quickly that will happen. Yes, the president-elect have said that they're coming up with a plan, that they want it to be done fairly quickly after the repeal part comes. But I've also talked to lawmakers who have said that they've talked to some of their colleagues who are looking several months down the line and some even longer. And so it's really not clear at this point, sort of, when this will happen. And frankly, attendant to that is how this transition and the timing of the transition, how that will affect the marketplace going into 2018. That's a major question.
Anything else people can look forward to in your article this Sunday?
I think what we tried to do was look at how the Affordable Care Act affected certain people, certain parts of our population, providers, people who have been experiencing premium increases, people who have gained coverage, and tried to basically reflect sort of what they're going through at the moment, and some of the debate about how this is going to proceed.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And that's Ed Tibbetts of the Quad City Times talking to Lacey Skarmana about this week's big story, which you can read Sunday in the Times.